Picture this. It's Christmas Eve. Snow blankets the ground in a hush that feels almost magical. Millions of children across the world fall asleep with dreams of presents, stockings, and one very special visitor. But as we grow older, something changes. The magic fades, and Santa Claus becomes just a story, a comforting memory we tell our children to preserve their innocence. But what if we've been all wrong? What if Santa Claus isn't just a story? What if he's real? The answer might change everything you know. Let's find out.
Wait a minute, Ralph. You mean, like, really real? Like flying reindeer and chimney sliding real?
That's exactly right, Wendell. Tonight, we're uncovering the truth about Santa Claus, exploring centuries of history, science, and eyewitness accounts. By the end of this journey, you will believe again. Welcome back to Divergent History. I'm Ralph, this is Wendell, and tonight, we're going to walk you through proof that Santa Claus is absolutely real. So strap onto your reindeer and let's jump in. Our story begins over 1,700 years ago in a bustling coastal town in modern-day Turkey. There lived a man named Nicholas of Myra, a humble bishop who walked the cobblestone streets in a simple robe, offering blessings and comfort to anyone in need. But Nicholas wasn't just kind, he was extraordinary. Stories of his deeds spread like wildfire, whispered in market squares and by flickering lamplight, earning him a reputation that would last for centuries. Nicholas came from a wealthy family, but after losing his parents at a young age, he inherited a fortune. Instead of indulging in luxury, he saw his wealth as a responsibility. Quietly, he would slip through the shadows of the night, carrying out acts of kindness so profound they seemed almost otherworldly.
Almost like he wanted people to focus on the giving, not the giver.
Exactly. He was a man of deep faith and even deeper compassion. One story tells of a desperate father who had no dowry to offer for his three daughters. In those days, this meant his daughters faced an uncertain and dangerous future. Moved by their plight, Nicholas didn't just give gold, he gave hope. Late at night, he slipped past the family's home and tossed bags of gold through their window. But here's where it gets even more fascinating. Some versions of the story say he dropped the gold down the chimney instead, and it landed in stockings hung to dry by the fire. Does that sound familiar?
Stockings by the fire? That's starting to sound like someone we know very well.
It sure does, doesn't it? And these weren't just isolated acts. Over the years, tales of Nicholas's generosity multiplied. He was said to calm storms at sea, save prisoners from wrongful execution, and even resurrect children who had met a tragic fate. These miracles weren't merely acts of kindness. They were signs of something greater.
No wonder people thought there was something magical about him.
Exactly. After his death, his legend only grew. Pilgrims flocked to his tomb, claiming to experience miracles of their own. His remains were said to exude a mysterious, sweet-smelling substance called manna, believed to have healing properties. That substance was real, by the way. It's been documented by historians for centuries.
Manna? That sounds like something straight out of a Christmas story.
It does. By the Middle Ages, Saint Nicholas became one of the most popular saints in Europe, celebrated on December 6th, the Feast of Saint Nicholas. Children would have out shoes or stockings, and small gifts would mysteriously appear overnight. These traditions were carried by European settlers to the New World, where they blended with local folklore. By the 18th century, Dutch settlers in America introduced Sinterklaas, a figure who rode a white horse and delivered gifts to children. Over time, this evolved into the Santa Claus we recognize today. But here's the thing. These stories didn't just survive, they thrived. Legends don't endure for centuries without foundation of truth.
So maybe St. Nicholas wasn't just a man. Maybe he was something more timeless.
Perhaps. Perhaps the spirit of Nicholas, his kindness and magic, became more than just a memory. Maybe it became something real, something eternal. But here's the question. If the spirit of St. Nicholas truly lives on, could there be evidence, hidden in plain sight, that we've overlooked all along? Let's embark on a journey to the North Pole, one of the most mysterious and least explored regions of our planet. For centuries, this frozen expanse has been a place of wonder, with countless myths and legends tied to its icy depths. Early explorers returned with tales of strange lights in the sky, what we now know are the Aurora Borealis, and magnetic anomalies that disrupted their compasses. But some of their accounts went beyond natural phenomena. Whispers of hidden civilizations, mysterious sounds carried by the wind, and even sightings of structures buried beneath the ice have persisted in Arctic lore. Could these stories point to something extraordinary, perhaps even the location of Santa's fabled workshop?
And just think, if you wanted to hide a magical top-secret operation, where better than the North Pole?
That's exactly right. The North Pole is an ideal location for Santa's workshop. It's remote, inhospitable to most, and naturally fortified by endless expanses of ice and snow. But that's not all. Beneath the icy surface, scientists have discovered geothermal activity, hidden pockets of heat that could sustain life in an otherwise harsh environment. If Santa's workshop were tucked away in one of these geothermal zones, it would explain how his operations have thrived for centuries.
That would also explain why no one stumbles across it. It's not just in the middle of nowhere. It's underground and warm.
That's right. And it's not just a workshop that would fit in perfectly here. Let's talk about the reindeer. These incredible animals are built for the cold. Reindeer, especially those native to Siberia, have unique adaptations that allow them to survive and thrive in Arctic conditions. Their thick fur traps heat. Their hooves change shape to grip the icy ground, and, believe it or not, they have a natural mechanism that warms the air they breathe.
Which means pulling a sleigh through freezing skies wouldn't be a problem for them.
Exactly, and there's more. Reindeer are migratory animals, capable of traveling thousands of miles in a single season. This would make them the perfect choice for Santa's sleigh team. And while we're on the subject of sleighs, think about this. If Santa's workshop exists at the North Pole, it would need to operate year-round to produce gifts for millions of children.
So what you're saying is, the North Pole isn't just a magical workshop. It's a fully operational production hub. Eat your heart out, Amazon.
That's right, Wendell. And there's evidence to support this. Over the years, Arctic explorers have reported strange findings, tracks in the snow too large and organized to belong to any known animal, unexplained sounds resembling the clinking of metal, and even glimpses of lights that don't match the Aurora Borealis. Could these be signs of Santa's industrious elves hard at work?
Oh, I like the sound of that. And what about those unexplained supply drops some researchers have found in the Arctic? Could Santa's team be using them for raw materials?
It's entirely possible. If Santa's workshop is real, it would need resources, wood, metals, fabrics, to create the millions of toys and gifts delivered each Christmas. Some Arctic supply anomalies could be evidence of a discrete supply chain designed to support the operation.
A secret supply chain? Now that is clever.
It really is. And think about this. The North Pole isn't just remote, it's almost impossible to monitor. Satellite coverage is limited, and magnetic interference in the region scrambles radar and GPS. If there's a place on Earth where Santa could keep his workshop hidden from prying eyes, this would be it.
So between the reindeer, the underground heat, and the natural radar blocking magic of the Arctic, the North Pole sounds like the perfect base for Santa.
Yep, it truly does. Every detail from the terrain to the environment fits the story perfectly. Maybe the North Pole isn't just a setting for Santa's tale. It's the very heart of it. But here's the mystery. If the North Pole truly hides Santa's workshop, what other secrets might be buried beneath the ice? Could there be evidence that changes everything we think we know about the legend? Let's unravel the mystery of Santa's extraordinary Christmas Eve journey. How does he manage to visit millions of homes in a single night? To understand this, we turn to the fascinating world of physics, specifically Einstein's theory of relativity. Here's the idea. Santa could manipulate space and time itself. By bending the fabric of the universe, he might create what physicists call relativity clouds. These are pockets where time moves differently, allowing Santa to operate on a stretched timeline. While we experience a single night, Santa could have hours, days, or even weeks to complete his work.
So it's not magic, it's science. He's using time itself to get the job done. He's like a time traveler.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. Think about the sleigh. It's no ordinary vehicle. Experts have speculated that it could use advanced propulsion systems, technologies far beyond our current capabilities. Ion engines, for example, could propel the sleigh by ejecting charged particles, achieving incredible speeds. And there's even the possibility of anti-gravity technology, allowing the sleigh to hover effortlessly, defying the constraints of Earth's gravity. Now, let's address that glowing trail many believe Santa's sleigh leaves behind. This could be explained by ionized particles in the atmosphere. High-speed travel can generate energy and friction, creating a visible, luminescent effect, a perfectly scientific explanation for what we perceive as Christmas magic.
So the glowing sleigh isn't just a legend. It's what happens when science meets speed.
That's right. And what about Rudolph? His glowing red nose isn't just a charming story detail. It might have a basis in biology. Reindeer, especially those adapted to Arctic climates, have an intricate network of blood vessels in their noses. These help regulate body temperature in frigid conditions, often giving their noses a reddish hue. But there's more. In nature, we see bioluminescence organisms like fireflies and certain fish produce light. Could Rudolph's nose be a rare example of this phenomenon? Perhaps a unique mutation allows him to emit a warm, steady glow, perfectly suited for guiding Santa's sleigh through foggy or stormy nights.
So Rudolph's nose really does light the way. I knew it.
You were right, Wendell. And let's not overlook the reindeer as a team. These animals are built for endurance. Migratory by nature, they can travel thousands of miles across harsh terrains. Their ability to sustain long flights is more plausible than it might seem, especially when paired with the possibility of enhanced harnesses and reins. Imagine lightweight materials or energy-enhancing technologies that reduce drag and improve their speed. When you consider all these elements, the manipulation of time, the advanced sleigh technology, Rudolph's unique adaptation, and the incredible stamina of the reindeer, it's not just a story of magic. It's a tale of precision, ingenuity, and the remarkable harmony between science and nature.
It's like everything, time, physics, biology, comes together perfectly. Santa might just be the greatest scientist of all time.
Exactly. Santa isn't simply a figure of fantasy. His operation, when viewed through this lens, becomes a marvel of possibility. Perhaps the real magic lies in how seamlessly all these factors come together to make the impossible possible. But here's the question. If Santa's operation is as advanced as it seems, what might he know that we don't? Could his secrets hold answers to mysteries far beyond Christmas Eve? Skeptics often ask, where's the proof today? Well, that's a fair question, and the answer is, it's all around us. Let's start with a tradition that has captured the hearts of millions, NORAD Santa Tracker. Every year, this system follows Santa's journey across the globe in real time. But what makes this fascinating is how it began. Back in 1955, a misprinted newspaper ad directed children to call NORAD's predecessor to ask about Santa's location. Instead of dismissing the calls, the officers embraced the moment. They started tracking Santa on radar and sharing updates, and the tradition has continued ever since.
And now, millions of families gather every Christmas Eve to check the tracker. It's like a Christmas tradition for the whole world.
It truly is. And NORAD isn't the only modern-day evidence. Parents around the world have reported sightings of a mysterious sleigh-shaped object darting across the night sky. Some even capture it on home security cameras. Grainy but unmistakable footage of a shadowy figure landing near chimneys or dashing off into the night. Then there are the boot prints. Every winter, after a snowy Christmas Eve, some families wake up to find large, mysterious prints near the chimneys or on their rooftops. They don't match any known footwear, and they're often accompanied by traces of glittering ash or soot. And what about the letters? Millions of children send their wishes to Santa every year, addressing them to the North Pole. What's remarkable is that many of these letters receive replies, personalized replies even. These aren't generic responses. They often include specific details about the child's life, things only Santa could know.
So, someone's definitely reading and answering those letters, but who could possibly know that much about so many kids?
Well, it's a question that makes even skeptics pause. And let's not forget the postal system itself. Did you know that postal workers in Canada have a dedicated program to handle letters addressed to Santa? They even assign him a postal code, H-O-H-O-H-O. Ho, ho, ho. It's a whimsical touch, but it's also part of something bigger, a network that keeps Santa's magic alive. Now let's turn to eyewitness accounts. Airline pilots have reported unusual sightings on Christmas Eve. Small, fast-moving objects that don't appear on radar, zooming through the night sky at extraordinary speeds. Some pilots describe them as sleigh-shaped, others as glowing streak followed by what looks like tiny hoofprints on cloud surfaces.
Hoofprints on clouds. That's wild.
It really is. But it's also very consistent. These accounts come from people who have no reason to invent such stories. They are trained professionals who are simply reporting what they've seen. Then there's the phenomenon of Santa sightings. Across the world, people have shared stories of spotting Santa in their homes. Sometimes, just a fleeting glimpse, a flash of red and white, or the faint sound of jingling bells. These sightings often coincide with other unexplained phenomena. Presents that weren't under the tree the night before. Cookies that disappear without a trace. Or the faint scent of pine and peppermint lingering in the air.
That sounds like classic Santa.
It sure does, doesn't it? And let's not forget about traditions like the elf on the shelf. While it's a modern creation, it popularly highlights something timeless. The idea that Santa is always watching and always present. When you add all these pieces together, the NORAD tracker, the letters, the boot prints, the sightings, it paints a picture that's hard to dismiss. Santa's presence isn't just a legend, it's woven into the fabric of our lives, year after year.
It's like he leaves just enough clues to remind us he's real, without ever being caught outright.
And maybe that's part of the magic, just enough mystery to keep the spirit alive. When you look at all the evidence, you start to realize, Santa isn't just an idea. He's something much more tangible, something that touches the lives of millions every single Christmas. If Santa truly leaves behind these clues, what happens if someone finally uncovers them all? Could there be a truth waiting to be discovered that changes everything we thought we knew about him? The most compelling proof of Santa Claus isn't something we can measure or capture. It's something far deeper. Santa represents the very best of humanity, generosity, hope, joy, and the power of believing in something greater than ourselves. Think about it. Every act of kindness during the holiday season, whether it's a toy donated, to a child in need, a meal shared with someone who might otherwise go hungry, or even a simple smile to a stranger carries his spirit. These moments of connection remind us that Santa's presence isn't confined to the North Pole or to Christmas Eve. It's in all of us, every time we choose to give, to share, to love.
So even if we don't see him, we're still keeping his magic alive, one kind act at a time.
Exactly. And it's not just about the gifts. Santa inspires something bigger, a sense of wonder, a belief that no matter how hard things get, there's always something good to look forward to. He reminds us to pause, to reflect, and to think about what truly matters in a world that sometimes seems crazy. Now consider this. The stories we tell about Santa have changed over the centuries, but one thing has remained constant: his impact. From Saint Nicholas secretly helping families in need, to modern-day Santa visiting malls, hospitals, and homes, the essence of Santa has always been about bringing light to others.
It's like he's not just one person. He's in all of us when we choose to be kind.
Very well said. And perhaps that's the greatest proof of all. Whether Santa is a historical figure, a figure of science and wonder, or a symbol of love and generosity, he's as real as we make him. When we believe in Santa, we're believing in the power of good, in the possibility of magic, and in the idea that one person or one idea can change the world. Even beyond the holiday season, you can see his influence. Think of organizations that dedicate themselves to acts of kindness, inspired by the spirit of giving. Think of the way communities come together, neighbors helping neighbors, friends surprising one another with small gestures of care. That's Santa's legacy, alive and well.
So maybe the best way to prove Santa's real is to keep his spirit alive ourselves.
That's beautifully said. Santa isn't just a figure from a story or a symbol from the past. He's a reflection of who we are at our best. Every time we choose kindness, every time we make someone smile, we're proving that Santa Claus exists. So as you celebrate this season, remember, Santa is very real. Not because we see him, but because we live him. He's in the joy we create, the love we share, and the belief that the smallest act of kindness can make the biggest difference.
And that's a magic that never fades.
It truly is. So, as you hang your stockings this year and share in the joy of the season, remember, Santa Claus isn't just a story. He's a legacy of kindness that has inspired generations. Thank you so much for joining me on this magical journey through history, science, and a little touch of holiday magic.
And don't forget, when you're leaving cookies out for Santa, maybe leave a little cheese for the hard-working owl who does all the heavy lifting around here.
Heavy lifting? Wendell, the heaviest thing you've lifted is your own ego.
Excuse me, I provide insightful commentary, dazzling humor, and...
and an impressive ability to nap through all the hours of research that I do on all these videos.
You know, one day I'm going to start my own channel. No humans, just owls. Watch me soar.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, Wendell's Wisecracks. I'd subscribe to that just to see you explain relativity in 10 words or less.
Relativity? Easy. I'm always right, and you're always wrong. Time is relative.
Well, there you have it. My name is Ralph. That feathery thing over there is Wendell, and this has been Divergent History. If you enjoyed today's tale, please subscribe, share, like, and comment. Those small gestures, it really do help smaller channels like mine stand out amidst the big ones, hogging all the algorithm love. And remember, this story, like so many others, came from viewers like you. If there's a topic you'd love to see explored, drop it in the comments below, and you might just see it in a future episode.
As long as they remember who the real star is.
Oh, don't worry, Wendell. You're unforgettable, like that weird fruitcake Aunt Mildred sends every year.
You take that back.
Until next time, be safe, be kind, and remember, you are truly appreciated. Have a great night.